More than 5,000 residents were evacuated after a freight train carrying a highly flammable and toxic gas partly derailed and caught fire early Thursday just outside Knoxville, Tennessee, officials said. 7 officers were hospitalized after breathing in fumes, Blount County Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Marion O'Brien told NBC News. One car of the train derailed and was on fire, railroad officials said. An evacuation zone is in place over a 2-mile radius from the derailment near Maryville and could be in place for up to 48 hours, the fire department said. 2 shelters were being opened for residents, including one at a local high school, according to David Kitchen, senior disaster program manager for the Tennessee Volunteer Region of the Red Cross. The train was carrying acrylonitrile, which authorities described as a highly flammable and toxic gas. The EPA says the substance is used in the manufacture of acrylic fibers and if inhaled in high levels can cause membrane irritation, headaches, nausea, and kidney irritation. It was not immediately clear if the fire was under control. The CSX train was traveling from Cincinnati, Ohio to Waycross, Georgia, and consisted of 2 locomotives, 45 loaded rail cars carrying mixed freight, and 12 empty rail cars, company spokeswoman Kristen Say told NBC News. Cars of acrylonitrile are located on either side of the burning rail car, she said, adding that the substance was flammable and presents an inhalation risk. CSX personnel are on hand at an outreach center that has been established. Displaced residents are being offered assistance, including lodging, she said. This article posted by Alistair Jameson, Shamar Walters, and Chris Nelson for NBC News.